Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. Assange leaks against the leaker. In the Alice in Wonderland world of the WikiLeaks story, this is getting curiouser and curiouser. Someone, probably in the Swedish legal system and probably with a fine sense of irony, has leaked graphic details of the sex allegations against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The New York Times and The Guardian have both seen the 68-page document in which Mr. Assange is accused not only of sexual assault, but of also committing the world's worst screw. Now, this may be the least of Mr. Assange's worries right now, but if, and it remains an if he's a player, shall we say, he cannot but be wounded by that remark. And what's he supposed to say? Hold a press conference and say, no, it's not true, I'm not the world's worst screw, in fact, I'm brilliant. And the old joke about Australian foreplay isn't true either, the old joke being, Australian foreplay? You awake, Sheila? Such stereotypes have no place in foreign matters. And I digress. The police report, which even Mr. Assange and his legal team have yet to see, covers August of this year. It's claimed that the 39-year-old Australian had sex with Miss A and Miss W over a period of 4 days. A lot of the evidence makes for difficult reading. It's alleged Mr. Assange used his body weight, pulled off clothes, ripped off a necklace, refused to wear a condom, and began to have sex with Miss W while she was still asleep. Mr. Assange denies all the allegations against him. The document does seem to support the idea that both women were willing to continue supporting Mr. Assange and to be his friend even after the alleged incidents. They only went to the police after talking with each other and discovering they both allegedly had sex with Assange. Now, Mr. Assange's lawyers are angry about the leak of the legal material. His Swedish representative, Björn Hurtig, told the Australian newspaper he'd put in an official complaint to the Swedish police authorities because, quote, it is with great concern that I hear about this, because it puts Julian and his defence in a bad position. Of course, at this juncture, you might be forgiven for thinking, hang on, how can you possibly complain about a leaked document? Well, I guess there's an argument you could make about private citizens and governments, but then there's another argument to be had about diplomacy, good government and privacy, but it's not going to be had here. The police leak does feed the idea that there is a smear campaign against Mr. Assange, something many of the people around him believe to be true, and they fear more damaging allegations will be given to selected media outlets. The coverage came a day before the US Vice President Joe Biden described Mr. Assange as a high-tech terrorist. It's clear the US government is actively searching for laws with which to prosecute him, despite him not having committed a crime in their territory. The key to charges probably lies with the man accused of giving the classified US government documents to WikiLeaks in the first place, Bradley Manning. The US military private has been in solitary confinement for 7 months. It's thought he has yet to name Assange as a recipient of the material he allegedly downloaded. But should he do so, the way would probably then be clear to charge Mr. Assange with some form of espionage against the USA. It's strange, you know. Freedom-loving, open government advocate Julian Assange is getting all the plaudits from supporters of what he's done. Bradley Manning? Who's heard of Bradley Manning? Well, it's hard to hear from a man in solitary, denied a sheet or pillowcase, and banned from doing exercises. Perhaps some of our champions of freedom and openness could spare a thought for the man who's been on his own for 7 months. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.